Zakta Elga Mishnah Baita Masechta Shum is Perik Vav Mishnah Gimel. We have over here a Balabayas, Hamachal Es Poyalav, who fed his workers, Miasarchav, and his guests. They are not Kohanim, neither his workers or his guests. And he gave them Truma, and it was Beshag, it was a mistake. He told his workers, come on in to eat. Ah, Chashav Oirach, come on in. And then he goes, Oi, I gave them Truma. Zakta Mishnah, who, the Balabayas, Mishalom has to pay the Kohen. As a Karen, the payment for the Karen, how much the actual Truma was worth. Basically, no different than any Goslin. The Haim and they, the workers or the guests, Mishalman, they're going to pay the Kohen. As a Chaimish, the payment for the Chaimish, whatever the Chaimish is. Like any other Tsar, non Kohen, who ate Truma b'shagig. Divrei Rebbe Meir, as I held, Rebbe Meir. Who pays a Chaimish? The one who actually ate, the one who actually drank, the one who actually rubbed it into himself. If someone is mazik truma, he just does damage to truma, he doesn't pay a chaimish. The Torah stresses dafka someone who eats the kaidish. Whereas the chachamim say, heim they, the workers or the guests. Misham, and they're going to pay the kayin, keren, v'chaimish. They're going to pay both the keren and the chaimish. Wait, the workers are supposed to get food from the boss. The guest thought he's a guest. Suddenly they have to pay? We'll soon see. Many explain we're talking about workers that part of the agreement is that he provides food to them. When we say a guest over here, we mean like he's staying in his hotel, and part of the agreement is that he gets meals. Well, first you have to pay the Karen and the Chaimish, whatever it was worth, plus the Chaimish to the Kohen. But afterwards, who? The Bal Habayis, Mishalom Lahem. He's going to have to pay the workers or the guests, Demei Sudasan, the money for their Suda, because with the workers, he promised to give it to them. With the Oirech, he also invited him in to give it. The Oirech was not thinking that he was going to wind up paying for it. So, chazing over our mission, if somebody gives truma to his workers or to his guests who are not kohanim, they eat it and then they find out it's truma. So, the din is who mishalom is a karen. We said the balabayas has to pay the principal amount, whatever it's worth, and they, the workers and the guests, they pay the chaimish. They help the mayor. Chan say, they pay everything, and the Balabais is going to have to pay them back what it cost them for the meal. So let me ask you something. Which would the Balabais rather have? Is it better for the Balabais that he should pay the Karen to the Kayan? And these people will have to pay the Chaimish, the worker, or the guest? Or is it better for the Balabais that these people pay both the Karen and the Chaimish to the Kayan, and then the Balabais refunds them? So I'll tell you, it's better for the Balabais to pay the Karen to the Kayan. Can you tell me why? If the Balabayas pays the Kayan, he's going to pay a cheaper rate. It's going to be the value of Truma. And we explained, Truma costs cheaper than regular food because less people can eat it. According to the Chachamim, that he has to pay the worker and the guest, he has to pay them the regular value of the Suda according to regular food prices.